170 million shoppers shopping.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Half the country went shopping over the holiday weekend, at least according to the National Retail Federation. The group says there were more shoppers than last year, and they each spent more. Of course, one survey had 38% of people saying they spent less, so believe what you want. One explanation could be that people were waiting for the bargains because they sure as heck didn't shop in October or September. Over the weekend, shopping mall owner General Growth Properties avoided bankruptcy barely. It got a two-week extension on, you guessed it, mortgage loans. More from Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
General Growth Properties isn't alone in its misery. Malls across the country are entering foreclosure. They're victims of the same credit crunch that poisoned the housing market. You have to borrow a lot of money to build a mall. Retail analyst Howard Davidowitz says when times were good, developers built too many malls.
All of these guys overextended, took on too much debt. There was no room for any mistakes, and they hit the wall, and they're gone.
The loans from the good times are now coming due. Mall owners can't refinance. They have to pay up. But Harvard marketing professor David Bell says malls are low on cash right now. Most stores pay them a percentage of their sales, and sales are way down.
If store sales are off 20%, then the mall owner's income is off 20%.
Stock in the biggest mall owner in the country, Simon Property Group, has fallen by half since the beginning of October. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Wall Street had a killer Thanksgiving week. The Dow is on a five-day winning streak for the first time in a year. The S&P 500 had its best week since 1980. The Dow is at 88.29 after gaining almost 10% last week. The S&P 500 added 12%, the NASDAQ 11%. But for the month, the indexes were down 5 to 10%. And in Europe this morning, shares are down. The markets in Asia closed with mixed results. Detroit's carmakers are working feverishly to come up with plans to present to Congress. They have until tomorrow to submit their turnaround proposals. Yesterday, the head of the UAW said the union was willing to sacrifice to get a bailout for the big three, as long as the carmakers cut executive pay. Meanwhile, auto dealerships around the country are anxiously waiting for something good to happen. Here's Stacey Vanek Smith.
20% of all retail spending in the U.S. is done at auto dealerships, or at least it was. About 700 dealerships have closed their doors so far this year. Andy Koblenz is with the National Automobile Dealers Association. He says the credit crunch has been especially rough on dealers.
The dealers carry a very expensive and very large inventories, and they also have needs for financing for their customers themselves.
The money the U.S. government has pumped into credit markets has helped, says Automotive News' Keith Crane. But he says the best thing the country can do for U.S. auto dealers is bail out U.S. automakers.
Historically, whenever there's been the smell of death about a franchise, people shied away completely. Plymouth went away and Studebaker and Oldsmobile, just on the suggestion.
I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. By the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
Today, Japan's economic minister said he's worried about deflation. Everybody seems to be throwing that word around these days.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan is here. I know you're not worried about deflation. Why not, Alan?
Deflation is something that happened back in the Depression, and the prices of everything collapsed. and then the banking system collapsed. It all sort of fed on itself. But that was back in the day when the Federal Reserve Board was new and was worried about things like balancing the budget instead of making sure there was enough money in the system to make things work. And if you look at the trillions of dollars that the central banks of the world have put into the world financial system, I don't think you're going to worry about there being an insufficient supply of money.
Yeah, there's been plenty of that. But do you have a concern that deflation will cause some problems with the economy?
The prices of some things will go down. I mean, the prices of commodities are going down, which is great for you and me because we're consumers of commodities, not so great for the farmers. The prices of houses have gone down, though that may finally be stabilizing. So to some extent, falling prices can be a problem, but that's sort of a localized problem for different markets. The guys in Washington with interest rates now at what? The short-term interest rate is what, 1%? And they're worried about deflation. They couldn't be printing any more money.
But doesn't printing money constantly cause problems on its own?
Well, yeah. That's why I'm not worried about deflation. To me, the thing I would worry about down the road is inflation, but I wouldn't worry about it now. Right now, you've got to save everything. But do you remember when oil prices went up, gasoline prices went up? It's, oh, my God. Then the consumer price index has dropped. It's deflation. I mean, there must be some series of events that people would consider okay, but I can't find it.
Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine, thank you.
You're welcome, Scott.
If you'd like to share your thoughts with us, we have a website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.